الله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. And the other wazifa, that a person who reads the three quls, the last three surahs of the Quran Sharif, three times each and with Bismillah each time. There are two great benefits of them. One is, if for any reason a person could not read all his wazifas, then this one wazifa will be in place of everything. The other is that it will be a protection from all types of evil. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that, for example, severe illnesses like cancer, heart problem, protection from that. From hijackings, robberies, crime, protection from that. And from jadu and the effects of jinn, protection from that also. And also protection from our worst enemies, nafs and shaitan. Allah will protect us. So we should read this also every morning and evening. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Also, we did this wazifa that a person who reads أعوذ بسبحان الله العظيم وبحمده لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله three times, Allah will save that person from four deadly diseases, from becoming mad, from becoming blind, from leprosy, and from becoming paralyzed. So that also we should read every morning and evening. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. On one occasion, one Sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I've got problems in my life, health problems, etc. And I've got problems in my deen also, weakness in deen which we experience, sometimes laziness, desire, and the temptation of guna comes. And I've got problems with my wife also. She's not listening, not being obedient. Problems with my children also. They are being disobedient. And I've got problem in my finances also. having lost the job, or the shop is not running well, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam caught his hand and told him, read this dua every morning and evening 3 times. Bismillahi ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Then after a few days met him again, asked him, how is it? He said, Alhamdulillah. Allah has relieved me of all my problems and now everything is going well. These are 5 things which are very dear to every person. His deen, his life, his wife, his children and his finances. By reading this dua, Allah will protect all these 5 things and Allah will give barakat in these 5 things. So it's a very simple short dua. We should try and read this also every morning and evening. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. In one majlis, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught the whole of deen in majalis and in making safar and walking with the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It was a continuous 24-hour madrasa by in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught the whole of deen. So one majlis Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if it's a pitch black night, no light whatsoever, a pitch black stone and a pitch black ant walking on it, nobody can see that ant and nobody can hear it also. More stealthily, more secretly than that, riyakari, to do things for name and fame, riya wa sum'a, that people must talk, etc., comes into the heart of a person, wahum la yash'urun, and they don't even know that riyakari has come. Allah rewards Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, oh Allah's Rasul, if that is the case, we don't even know we are sick. We got the disease of doing things for name and fame. Then, and if that is the case, our amal are all destroyed. If there is no ikhlas, Allah does not accept that amal. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him, read this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'un wa ana a'lam. وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا أَعْلَمُ. By reading this dua, you will be saved of all types of shirk. قَلِيلِهِ وَكَثِيرِهِ. The little of it and the lot of it. صَغِيرِهِ وَكَبِيرِهِ. The small of it, the big of it. ظَاهِرِهِ وَبَاطِنِهِ. What is manifest and open and what is hidden also. So this also is very, very important for everyone. For people who making 5 times namaz, hajj, umrah, giving charity, if there is name and fame, oh, everything is lost. If a person is doing deen's work, imamah, teaching in a madrasa, tabligh work, but if there's name and fame, everything is lost. So you should read this also very short. Every morning we should read it also at least 1 time. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lam. وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا أَعْلَمُ. These are very similar words which are in the 5th kalima. But in Kanzul Ummal, this riwayat has come just with these words. Then on one occasion, one sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, oh Allah's Rasul, you have taught us very many very valuable and necessary du'as, but my memory is weak, I can't remember. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Qurban Jai said, come, let me teach you one dua in which you will get all the duas of your Nabi. So every ummati in one dua can get all the duas of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The duas of Tahajjud, the duas on the night of Badr, the battle of Badr, the duas of Muzdalifah, Arafat, Mina, the duas of Tawaf, Safa, Marwa, the duas at Multazam. What duas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, and every ummati can get all their duas in one dua. We should never deprive ourselves of that. So every day at least once we should make this dua also. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَسْتَعَاذَ مِنْهُ نَبِيُّكَ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. We try and read this regularly, inshallah. We'll read Yasin Sharif now, inshallah.